Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up on all the news you should know about. Today, consumer advocates hope a settlement in central Pennsylvania will help customers statewide deal with the electricity demands of data centers. And in Western PA, a unique program trains newly elected officials. It's Wednesday, March 25th. Let's get into it. We'll start with a different statewide story. Pennsylvania's outdoor recreation industry is growing faster than the national average. Karen Hendricks reports for WVIA.
Pennsylvania's outdoor economy grew by $1.5 billion in 2024, reaching $20.4 billion in total economic impact. That's according to new data from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The industry added 9,000 jobs, boosting the total amount of wages to $9.5 billion. The fastest growing segment within Pennsylvania's outdoor industry is health and wellness, which grew by 40%. Outdoor tourism grew by 15%, and outdoor-related retail sales grew by 10%, fueled by growth in boating, fishing, hunting, shooting, and trapping. The outdoor segment now accounts for 2% of Pennsylvania's gross domestic product. Overall, Pennsylvania is outpacing the national outdoor recreation growth rate.
That was Karen Hendricks reporting. Now for that data center news. A recently proposed settlement in a central Pennsylvania electric utility rate case aims to protect average residential customers from rising rates connected to new data centers. As Susan Phillips reports for WVIA, consumer advocates hope it'll serve as a model to protect all residential customers in the state.
The proposal is between the central Pennsylvania utility PPL Electric and more than a dozen other entities, including the state's consumer advocates, environmental groups, and large consumers like Walmart. New data centers need new infrastructure to connect to the grid. Currently, state law allows those costs to be passed on to the average residential customer. But the agreement would make the data centers pay for the cost of new transmission and distribution lines. Earth Justice attorney Devin McDougall represents a coalition of environmental groups that intervened in the case. McDougall applauds the agreement with PPL.
It contains important protections for ratepayers. And the reason that we need those protections is that we're seeing an unprecedented spike in demand for electricity, and that's really going to drive up costs.
PPL Electric says planned data centers in its territory will more than double the amount of electricity it currently provides. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission has to approve the terms of the agreement.
Thanks to Susan Phillips for that story. Now, concerns over data center development led to regime change in Archbald last week, as you might have heard. And now residents and elected officials are questioning why a data center project was accepted into a state program meant to fast-track the state permitting process. Find more on this from WVIA's Kat Bolus at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
I'm Kat Bolus from the WVIA News Team. Let us meet you where you are. Find us on air on WVIA Radio, online at WVIA.org, or on the WVIA app.
Welcome back. So, let's say you've run for office and won a seat on your local borough or township council. How do you get job training to be an elected official? For WVIA, Kate Giammarisi has this story on a unique program in Western Pennsylvania.
It's a Saturday afternoon, and I'm surrounded by dozens of local elected officials, council members from everywhere from Aspinwall to Wilkinsburg. I'm sitting in on a day of class at the newly elected officials course.
So talk about just some basic sewer knowledge, consent.
Most of the people in this room were elected in November and just took office a few months ago in January. The majority are from one of Allegheny County's 130 municipalities. A handful are from other nearby counties. Most of the new council members have other day jobs, meaning they don't necessarily come in with a lot of municipal government knowledge. All day, we've been learning about things like sewers and roads and the role of local government in maintaining and managing this essential infrastructure.
But it talks about managing a public fleet. And what this has is that...
Right now, Public Works consultant Jason Daly is talking about all the things that go into keeping your local public works department running smoothly.
There's even a column that you can assign to it that has rideability, where the driver can say, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, this vehicle's rated a 3. It's so rickety and all that kind of thing.
The classes are run by a local nonprofit called Local Government Academy. The group has run these classes for newly elected officials since 1984. The course covers a lot of topics: the State Ethics Act and the rules they have to follow, budgeting and finance, land use and development, and public safety.
There are things that you have to do as a municipal official to be public-facing and to have transparency in government.
Joy Ruff runs Local Government Academy. She says emphasizing transparency in government to build trust is also key to all that they do over 40 hours of education.
And my hope is that with all of the information that we share over the course of 5 in-person sessions, 4 webinars, and more, is that they will have that keen understanding of their job and adhere to a higher level, a higher standard of accountability to the public.
Ruff emphasizes as well that the course is strictly nonpartisan. It is focused on governing and not about politics.
It does not matter what political side you are on. When you take an oath of office for a borough council, township supervisor, township commissioner, or city council, you put all that aside and you represent everybody in your municipality, and you are responsible for their health, safety, and welfare.
Most of the funding for the class comes from Allegheny County and the state. Some municipal associations offer boot camps for new officials, but Ruff says the newly elected officials' classes are unique in their depth and breadth. Lorene Alt is a new official from McCandless. She's one of the officials who spent much of her Saturday learning about sewers and roads.
I feel a responsibility to the people in my community to be as well-educated as quickly as possible. We all had different things that drove us to run for office, but actually getting into the nuts and bolts of what makes our community run, what we can do to improve things. These classes have helped us learn some things, but learn the questions to ask. Learn the right questions to ask of the people in the town so that we can best serve the community.
This year's class of officials will graduate from the course on Wednesday. I'm Kate Jamarisi in Pittsburgh.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.